Are you indeed the model for Jack Ryan? Is Jack Ryan you?
Jack Ryan doesn't wear bulletproof glasses. Oh, I suppose, you know, an author puts some of himself in every character. But no, I've never been in the Marines. I've never been a stockbroker.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. One thing lacking in the book is any biographical material about yourself, although I see, haven't had a chance to look over some of the data that Peggy sent over, but I know you're 37, you're from Baltimore, you live in Owings, Maryland, you're an insurance man, but I mean, that's kind of sketchy, but tell me a little bit about yourself. Were you born in Baltimore?
Yes, I was born in Baltimore and educated there at two Jesuit institutions, Loyola High School and Loyola College. English major. Been in the insurance business ever since 1969. Married, three kids.
Mm-hmm. I know Baltimore pretty well. I worked at WMAR-TV in the early and mid-60s for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 2.
Didn't live too far from where they are now on York Road. Were you with them? Road?
No, I was there. They had just opened up that studio.
Yeah, right by Johnny Unitas's place.
That's right. What was that called?
Arm.
Black Angus or something?
No, the Golden Arm.
Golden Arm, that's right. Yeah. I had an apartment almost across the street. There was some garden apartments. And then later, I rented a brownstone. What was it called?
Calvert Street?
No. Well, I did move down to Calvert Street. Not too far from Johns Hopkins,
mm-hmm.
and but subsequently I rented a house in Baltimore County. It was a row house, but it was
Lock Raven Village.
Lock Raven Village, I believe that was what it was.
That's
called.
Where we lived then, in 71 and 72, and part of 73 on Cottage Lane by Calvert Hall.
Yeah, these were very modest houses, three bedroom houses.
You should say what they're selling for now.
I think that when one came on the market back in the early mid-60s when I was there, I think they ran for $8,000, $10,000, something like that.
Now it's more like
$80,000. It was all right. It was a nice little community. The problem with the houses is that they were so poorly built that you could hear from the next house.
Really?
They had neighbors on either side. They were both milkmen for some reason. And they had kids. I don't know why milkmen seem to have so many kids, but the kids would storm up and down the steps, you know. We could feel the house shake in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You were an English major, but you turned to insurance.